Now, I want to find out about this year's mural in a moment, but first, give us a little bit of background about this program, how long you've been bringing artists from Canada's Arctic to work on this kind of project in Toronto.
This is the first of its kind. We've been going to Cape Dorset for the last 2 years, and over the period of the 2 years, so we've been there for about 3 months every visit, and we've sort of gotten to know quite a few young artists that, you know, got our attention and showed sort of an enthusiasm, and the art classes in the school actually weren't really functioning at the time, so it was perfect timing that we developed this program, and the kids sort of showed a lot of enthusiasm after school. The fact that they want to come back to school after school is a great sign.
And, you know, putting something like this together, it seems quite daunting. Give us a little bit of a roadmap about how you, the two of you, got from this idea to actually having it happen this year.
In 2014, we did an online fundraising campaign to create a mural in Cape Dorset. So while we were up there pulling that project off, we got to know a few young artists, and after leaving, we decided that we would try to put together a larger, more complicated project to bring four youth down from Dorset to Toronto. So we began the process about a year and 2 months ago and started applying for grants in all different agencies, Canada Council for the Arts, Nunavut Arts and Crafts Association, Street Art Toronto, Mural Roots, Heritage Canada. So there's been a lot of funding that's come together sort of in an amazingly synchronistic way. And so finally, about 3 months ago, we realized that it was reality, and we could start buying plane tickets.
And, you know, for our international listeners, many of them might not be aware that there was a bit of a hitch as we got closer to the date that this was to take place. Tell us a little bit about what happened and how it was resolved.
Well, we had organized all the funding to create the mural, bring the youth down, you know, cover their stay and per diems, and sort of all those details were worked out. And we also had a wall, which we thought was 100% confirmed. We had applied for a grant actually with the building owner. The building owner hadn't seen the sketch, but the building owner had, you know, understood the dynamic that it was being done within, which was, you know, created by youth, painted by them, but also by us, as we are professional artists as well, and we, you know, the mural would be executed to our standard. And sort of the 11th hour, we got an email saying that they were no longer interested, and good luck and find another wall. And we were basically hung up to dry and had to quickly scramble because the kids were 6 days away from arriving. So sounds like an easy thing to do, to find a wall. We all know there's lots of walls in the city, but you know, to find a building owner who is, you know, appreciative, you know, receptive to the idea, and also, you know, the technical sides of things, which come down to accessibility, visibility, and smoothness of the wall. There's all these minor factors that actually are huge in the long run that were hard to find. And so we put out a call, and the city of Toronto responded amazingly.
And so what day is the mural to actually be created now?
Well, it's going to happen over 2 weeks, so we begin today. Actually, tonight we arrive in Toronto, and there's somebody working on site to prep the wall, patch some holes, and then for the next 5 days we're going to be priming the wall while the kids do other things in Toronto, sort of, you know, seeing the city, and then they will actually get to start painting on this probably around the 7th and continue all the way through until we're done. So we're expecting it to be done somewhere around the 15th, but, you know, art is a strange beast, and you never know how long it's going to take. So they have to leave on the 20th, so we're hoping we can get it done by the 20th.
And Patrick Thompson, tell us a little bit about the image. How planned is it in advance? And you know, is it something that sort of changes as you go forward, or is it something that's quite set before you go ahead?
Yeah, for this mural, we have planned quite, you know, pretty much every step of the way, just because we're working with such a large group. When Alexa and I work as individuals, we do very little planning, but this is another idea, and we've so we generated these series of art workshops outside of our normal practice up in Cape Dorset, where we brought the four kids who were going to be bringing down south together, and we got them to do these drawing jams, and a couple of funny stories came up that were these incredible tales of one of the youth's grandfather carrying a snowmobile on his back when it had broken down out on the land. So you know, automatically we said, well, you really have to try and draw that because
that's got to go in.
Of us know somebody with superhuman strength like that, or you know, somebody who would have had such a life, such a history. And so the Par Tidlouet, the young artist, drew his grandfather, and from there we combined all the drawings that the other youth had done in a way which creates this giant, fantastic, beautiful kind of a fable, which is partially true and partially made up. So it's quite exciting.
Why do you think it's important to have these sort of these northern artists having this work that's in the city permanently? You know, what do the artists get from it, and what do you think the community gets from it in return?
Well, the community of Cape Dorset, to begin with, you know, yesterday on Canada Day, we ran into a wide number of, you know, folks from Dorset, and they were all super excited, appreciative, and super keen to see what was going to come of this mural in Toronto. So there's a certain level of excitement and pride within Cape Dorset to see what their young can do. And within Toronto, it's a very cool exchange opportunity from the fact that there will be three youth from a high school program in Toronto called the TDSB Oasis Skateboard Factory. So they're youth that we've recruited who are great artists who are going to work with the Inuvit youth. And, you know, Toronto has an opportunity to see something they've never seen before and on such a scale which is unavoidable, and start thinking about, you know, where these voices come from, and, you know, to know, you know, a huge part of our country is unknown to many Canadians, and it's one of the most wonderful places I've ever been in my life, and I've been to 36 countries, and you know, that part of the world is my favorite, and I think that other people would think the same if they got to see the beauty, the talent, and the creativity, and the excitement of their youth. So,
and you know, for those everyone who's outside of Toronto, is there a website where people will be able to see the mural afterwards? Is there anywhere that people can go to find out more about the project?
Sure, we've just created two simple things. You can see it on www.embassyofimagination.com, spelt as it were, embassyofimagination.com. And also, if you are on Instagram, follow it on our Instagram, which is @ the PA system, THEPASYSTEM. And we are going to be posting as the piece progresses. I've been posting a little bit of the kids' sort of adventures in Ottawa so far, but we get to Toronto tonight, and the real work begins this week.
Well, Patrick Thompson, thank you so much for joining us today to tell us all about it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.